Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marks starts right now.
What's up? Anita Marks with you here on 98.7 ESPN. It is Fantasy Forecast for the next hour. Just looking up some of the latest news and notes to get us all ready for week four of the NFL slash fantasy football season. I think I'm all caught up. You know how this show works. I spent the first segment talking about the players that are going to be inactive, those that possibly could be inactive, and those that you might want to, as I like to say, hashtag run, don't walk, go pick up off your waiver wire. We'll hear from Cynthia Freeland this hour. As always, we will take your calls. And leading up to 8 a.m., where Matthias Kiwanuka will join me, we'll kick off New York Game Day and break down, as we know, the Giants getting ready to take on the Saints in New Orleans. They're back at the Superdome. That doesn't bode well for the Giants. Their fan base is one of the best in the NFL. And as we know, the Jets are hosting the Tennessee Titans here. Could this be the day that Zach Wilson gets his first win, his first victory for the Jets? I wouldn't rule it out. I'm not anticipating it, but I sure would not rule it out. So we'll break it all down. And of course, at 10 a.m., Mike Tannenbaum will join Kiwi and I, and we'll take you till 11 o'clock. So that's the morning here on 98.7 ESPN. We're thrilled that you're listening. We've got Ty, who's producing the show, back in the studio. Ty, good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited. I feel like this is a very winnable game for my New York Jets today.
I believe it is. You know, you've got both A.J. Brown and Julio Jones
out.
That are out.
Yep. Compromises their offense a little bit. Jets defense has been playing well.
Can they score? Well, I think they can score against this Tennessee Titans defense and their secondary. Listen, they lost to Dory Jackson to the Giants. Tennessee was a team that was capped strapped. So, there was not a lot that they could do on the defensive side of the ball prior to the season starting. So, I think Zach Wilson, one of my favorite bets in this game is Zach Wilson over 1.5 touchdown passes. Wow. I think Zach Wilson tosses 2 touchdown passes today. I do. So that's how bad the secondary is. The only thing is the Tennessee Titans blitz a whole heck of a lot. I want to say they're top 5 in the NFL in blitz percentage. So, but this is game 4 for Zach Wilson. He's seen 3 excellent defenses who've teed up some blitz packages for him. So he should start getting used to it. Hopefully he could read those blitzes and make some good calls. Before we start talking fantasy football, I know this is a football intensive 4 hours, but unfortunately the Yankees lost in really embarrassing fashion last night. I know you're not only a Jets fan, but also you're a huge Yankees fan. Break it down for us and our listeners in regard to what needs to happen today. Like, is today, based on what's happened with Seattle and Boston, is today a day where, you know, they lose and they're out? Or is today a day where they lose and it's the second spot?
There is no scenario that exists today where the Yankees, with a loss, would have their season end.
Can get the first.
The worst case. Okay. So here's the best case scenario. The best case scenario for the Yankees is they win against the Rays. The Nationals beat the Red Sox. The Yankees clinch home field in the wild card game. That game would be played Tuesday night in the Bronx at 8 p.m. And they would host either the Red Sox, the Mariners, or the Jays. So that's the best case scenario. On the table, the Yankees winning today, the Red Sox winning today. That means Boston would have home field advantage in that wild card game, so the Yankees would travel to Fenway Park on Tuesday night. Another scenario that I'm sure that any fan outside of, you know, Boston, New York, Toronto, and Seattle would be rooting for chaos. The Yankees and Red Sox lose, the Jays and Mariners win. Now we have a 4-way tie, which means there's a game 163 tomorrow and a lot of tiebreaker scenarios. So to answer your question, you know, to go back, the Yankees, their season's not going to end today regardless of what happens. There is a scenario that exists where they'll play tomorrow, game 163. Their season could end tomorrow. Or, you know, they win today, they're in. All they got to do is win and they're in.
And who would they play in game 163?
If they lose today...
If that scenario pans out and they all tie, who would they play?
Well, it depends on what happens with the Red Sox, the Jays, and the Mariners. So there are a million scenarios on the table. The Yankees could play a 163 tomorrow against the Mariners, or they could play a 163 tomorrow against the Jays.
Right. Got it.
So.
Okay.
a lot of chaos.
I mean, a lot of chaos.
It's what you don't want, Anita, because it's week four of the NFL season. You want to be able to just focus on football, and now you got all these baseball games you got to pay attention to because you're Yankees. If you're a Yankee fan, you're watching a team that could very well miss the playoffs, and it's a disaster.
So not only is there a lot going on, and you're going to the game, right? Are you going to the game tonight?
I was supposed to go to the game on Tuesday. I preemptively bought tickets, but that game might not even be played in the Bronx on Tuesday. So it's a TBD. TBD.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now we're in the know in regard to the scenario today for the Yankees. Let's get you in the know in regard to fantasy football. All right, here we go. Quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson dealing with a back issue. He should go today. In fact, I do expect him to go today. You've got Carson Wentz dealing with an ankle. You got the Colts going up against Miami. In no way, shape, or form do I have Wentz in my top 12, top 14, top 16 double quarterback. Don't play him. Andy Dalton, he is doubtful for the game, but the Bears have announced that Justin Fields will start. This is big because I've never seen anything as horrendous as the game plan that Nagy put together for Justin Fields last week. It's beyond shocking. So I really hope that Nagy and that coaching staff got their stuff together. And if they're going to start Justin Fields, we need to see something different today against Detroit, because that was an embarrassment to his entire career. So we'll see what happens there. And so that's your quarterback update. So again, Justin Fields is going to start for the Chicago Bears against the Lions. I would not start because I don't trust Nagy and that coaching staff. I don't warrant a start with Justin Fields. You want to take a try on it? You know, obviously, the Detroit Lions defense, much different than the Cleveland Browns, that's for sure. You want to take a gamble and say, no, he's athletic, he'll be able to scramble, he'll be able to put up yards, go for it. I personally would not, because I don't trust that coaching staff. Not one second after what I saw last night, or what I saw last week. Just FYI. Running backs you need to be in the know about. Josh Jacobs is going to be a game time decision. Keep in mind that's a Monday night game, so that doesn't bode well for you. If you have Josh Jacobs, you might want to put him in your flex spot. But if you do put him in your flex spot, make sure you've got another Monday night football player ready to insert in that flex spot. And if Hunter Renfrow is available, hashtag run don't walk, go pick him up. He is just, the chemistry between him and Derek Carr has been great. He's been targeted second behind Darren Waller. And I think he's a sneaky good start on Monday Night Football. That would be my advice if you have Josh Jacobs. Christian McCaffrey is out. Hubbard is going to start, but I think Royce Freeman is a sneaky good play, especially in some deep fantasy leagues. If you're in 14, 16 man, I would pick up Royce Freeman, because here's the thing. I do believe that when Matt Rhule, this is Carolina against Dallas, it's going to be a close game. When Matt Rhule gets into the red zone, let alone goal line, I believe that he's going to trust a veteran running back to not fumble the ball in Royce Freeman than he is Hubbard. So I think Royce Freeman could be a TD vulture today. In fact, it's one of my top favorite prop bets out there is Royce Freeman anytime touchdown at plus 260. Just throwing that out there. White on IR for the New England Patriots. A lot of talk that Bolden is going to take up that role. But keep in mind, Stevenson is expected to play and apparently has been crushing it at practice. He made a name for himself in the in preseason games, but apparently he is going to quote unquote have a role today. Now, how big is that role? As we know, the backfield for the New England Patriots gives everybody a fantasy football headache. So we'll see what happens. But also there's J.J. Taylor back there. I can't wait. Matthias and Mike Tannenbaum and I, we're really going to dive into this Patriots-Bucks game today on New York Game Day. I'm excited to discuss it with them. I'm excited for that game tonight. I'm sure like everybody is. Elijah Mitchell is dealing with a shoulder issue. Kyle Shanahan came out and said that he's in a lot of pain, but he's been practicing. Not sure what's going to happen there. So we got to keep an eye on that Seattle 49ers game. That's a later game. It's a 4 o'clock game. So that puts us in a pickle. I understand that. So you hopefully you've got both Mitchell and Sermon and you can make a decision there. A great matchup. You could run all over the Seattle Seahawks. Melvin Gordon dealing with a hip and a leg. I think this is the week that Javonte Williams takes a step forward in that backfield. I love over rushing and receiving yards for Javonte Williams against the Baltimore Ravens today. Jonathan Taylor is dealing with a knee. I do believe he plays, but Hines might get a little bit more love this week than weeks past. Antonio Gibson is dealing with a shin issue. I like McKissick, especially in prop bets, over rushing and receiving yards. And also, Curtis Samuel comes off of IR. If you've got space on your roster, I'm not saying I would play him today. He might be on a pitch count, okay? He might be, he might not. But if you've got space on your roster, I would pick up Curtis Samuel right now and stash him. You don't want to, you always want to think ahead. Okay, you always want to think ahead. In fact, a lot of times what I do that with defenses. I'll take a look and I'll see, okay, you know, with all due respect to the Jets, but like who's playing the Jets next week? Who's playing the Jags next week? You know, I picked up Cincinnati's defense. Of course, that turned around and bit me in the behind this week because Jacksonville actually did quite well on Thursday night. But a lot of times you if you've got space on your roster, you always want to look forward. You don't want to fight for the guy on Wednesday morning. So I would pick up Curtis Samuel right now. Okay. Henderson expected to play in the backfield for the Rams. So if you picked up Sony Michel, I would not play him today. Dalvin Cook expected to play, but is still dealing with some issues. So hopefully make sure you have Madison on your roster as well. Don't drop him yet. Giovanni Bernard is out for the Bucs, but let me tell you something. You don't, and this is what's going to be really interesting about this game against the Patriots. In order to beat the Patriots, you have to run against them. Their pass defense is top 10 in the NFL. Their rushing defense is bottom 15 in the NFL. So I'm expecting, I think the first, it's very interesting. You know, there's a wager out there, you know, does Tom Brady get his 68 plus yards where he breaks the record in the first quarter or the second quarter? I've got money on the second quarter. It's got better odds. And again, the Patriots passing defense is really good. And I think a lot of people are underestimating what Bill Belichick has underneath his sleeve. That's just my own two cents. So I've got my money on the second quarter where I think Brady is going to break the record. But I think once that happens, I think the Bucs then get into, okay, we need to win this game mode. And I think Leonard Fournette is going to get the lion's share of the work in the backfield. And one of the prop bets that I like is over 10.5 touches for LeGarrette Blount today, just FYI. So those are the running backs you need to be in the know about. There's a lot of wide receivers that are out. Elijah Moore, as we know, is out for the Jets. I love Corey Davis today. Love the wager, the prop bet out there, over 4.5 receptions for Corey Davis. And I would play him in fantasy. Antonio Brown and Julio Jones, we know they are out. I like Derrick Henry to be a bigger part of the passing game for Tennessee. So prop bet out there, Derrick Henry, over 2.5 receptions. I think that's a sneaky good one. Russell Gage is out for Atlanta. Kyle Pitts has each week slowly and surely been getting more targets, running more routes. I like Kyle Pitts today. I think he'll be a big part of that offense against Washington. And if you haven't picked up Cordarrelle Patterson yet, you need to. He's that hybrid player that is making plays for Atlanta, and they're going to need him today as well. Now, I was excited to see if Rashad Bateman was going to play today in Denver. He is not, okay? But he is, he's been practicing all week. I've been talking to a few folks in Baltimore, and they said he's looked great, but just not ready to play in a game right now against Denver. That is another guy that if you've got room on your roster, hashtag run, don't walk, go pick him up and stash him. He's going to be a complete stud this season. Just he needs to get unleashed. And my gut's telling me that that will come in week five. Don't fight for this guy on the waiver wire. Go out and get him right now. MVS with the Green Bay Packers, he's out. Now, immediately I thought, ooh, Lazard. But Aaron Rodgers came out this week and said, the slot receiver needs to get more involved in our offense. Who plays slot? Randall Cobb, who Aaron Rodgers lobbied for the Green Bay Packers to bring back. So I think Randall Cobb could be a sneaky good play today, and I like over receptions for Randall Cobb today as well. Tyler Lockett with a hip game time decision. I still think DK Metcalf is going to have a monster game. Claypool out for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but Deontay Johnson is back. And let's remember, Deontay Johnson is Ben Roethlisberger's favorite guy. So I expect a lot of targets for Deontay Johnson. And of course, right here in our own backyard, we know Sterling Shepard's out, Slayton's out. John Ross has been activated off the practice squad. But I like Colin Johnson today. I think Colin Johnson, I know a lot of people are like, Kadarius Toney. I think Colin Johnson could be a sneaky good play in fantasy. And also, I like over in receptions for Colin Johnson today. And last but not least, in the tight end category, Greg Kittle's dealing with a calf. Keep an eye on that. I love Deebo Samuel today against the Seattle Seahawks. Gronk, as we know, was reported yesterday, is out. So Cameron Brake takes a step up. And last but not least, Everett, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks, is out. So Will Disley will get the start for the Seattle Seahawks.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
We are here for you. Want to remind you, Jets fans, if you're going to go to the game today, of course, at MetLife Stadium, make sure you arrive early and be at the gates at least 1 hour prior to kickoff to avoid the lines. Before you get to the stadium, be sure to download your mobile tickets to your phone via the Jets app presented by Fubo Sportsbook. Fans should add tickets to their mobile wallets and make sure for more information, visit nyjets.com/mobile ticketing. Make sure that you do that. All right, let's take a look at some of the players that I like that are flying a little bit low on the radar today. That I'm going to play in DFS, and you know, I don't know, maybe I'm going to throw out a name or two that maybe you're on the fence with. So quarterbacks, love Heinicke against Atlanta today. I think Sam Darnold is going to have a sneaky good game against Dallas. I like Carolina today, +4, +4.5, by the way. Tannehill against the Jets, even though he doesn't have his huge wide receiving core, I still think he puts up some good numbers and tosses 2 touchdowns. I love Derek Carr as well as Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. I like both those quarterbacks. Josh Allen should have a great, I mean, these are the obvious. Josh Allen, Murray, Stafford, Herbert, Russell Wilson. We know those are the obvious, right? That we know that are going to have really, really good games. Running backs. I do like Hubbard today. I think Royce Freeman is a sneaky good play in regard to being a touchdown vulture. Clyde Edwards-Helaire against Philadelphia should have a big game. The obvious, Eckler. Kamara against the Giants, Montgomery against the Lions, and Chris Carson against the 49ers. Those are some running backs that I like this week. Wide receivers, the obvious, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, I like a lot against Dallas. Love me some Mike Williams against the Raiders. What a different role he's been playing this season, and you gotta love it. And you probably got him in like, what, the 13th, 14th round. So kudos to you. Odell Beckham Jr. should have a monster day against Minnesota. That's going to be a barn burner, track meet, whatever you want to call it. A lot of points are going to be put up in that game. Rondale Moore against the Rams, as well as Christian Kirk against the Rams. I like both those dudes. Stephon Diggs, Diggs needs to find the end zone today. And I do believe that Josh Allen makes that happen. I talked about it earlier. Love me some DK Metcalf. Terry McLaurin should have a monster day, and Deebo Samuels, especially if Greg Kittle is dealing with an issue. And I think Tim Patrick, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, is a sneaky good play against Baltimore. Tight ends, Noah Fant against Baltimore. Love him this week. Logan Thomas should find the end zone, if not once, at least possibly twice against Atlanta. And I think that is it in regard to, again, just some of the players that are low on the radar. 800-919-3776. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Eric in Oakland. Eric, welcome in.
Anita, good morning. Call you every week, so I have to kind of keep this rolling because I'm doing pretty well so far. So I have
good,
to keep
good,
going.
Good.
All right, two questions for you. I ask you this almost all the time. Should I start Hunt today for my RB2 over Fournette, given game script and everything?
No. I think I said it just a second ago. In order to beat the Patriots, you have to run the football. They have a very good passing defense. I think the first quarter, once Tom Brady goes over 68 yards, once he passes and once he's at 70 yards, then I think the Bengals get into, okay, let's win this game mode. And I think they start feeding Leonard Fournette the football, and especially with Giovanni Bernard out. I think he has a big role today, so I would go Gio. I would go Leonard Fournette.
Okay, great. And then I heard you say you like Deebo. I have him in my flex. And then I have a trade question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have DeAndre Hopkins, Josh Allen is my quarterback. Another guy in the league has Kyler Murray, and he has Diggs. Would you do a one-for-one swap? Schedules are kind of equal to some degree.
I tried to trade for Diggs all week this week because, he hasn't been putting up the numbers that you would anticipate, but I think it's coming. I wanted to try to get Diggs this week before he blows up today against Houston. And so, yeah, if you're on the receiving end of Diggs, yeah, I dig it.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Good luck.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
If you haven't heard, Justin Fields starting for the Chicago Bears today. That should be interesting. We'll see if Nagy and the coaching staff could, do something special for the young man, which they did not do last week. Let's go to Randy in Queens. Randy, you're up.
What's going on? How you doing, Anita? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have Tyler Lockett on my flex right now, and with his hip injury, I'm suspect about starting him.
Who are you talking about? What player?
Tyler Lockett.
Okay.
I got him on my flex, and right. With his hip, I'm suspect with it. So I could throw Chase Edmonds in there or Logan Thomas.
I don't like Chase Edmonds today. Against that Rams defense. So I would go Logan Thomas. Yeah. I think Logan Thomas finds the end zone. Atlanta has given up, a substantial number of touchdowns to opposing tight ends this season. So I would go Logan Thomas.
Okay, perfect. I got one other question. Jonathan mm-hmm. Taylor or Javonte Williams?
I think Javonte Williams is a sneaky good play today. This is what I would
do. Me too, and I have him already in my lineup.
Yeah, this is what I would do. As we get closer to kickoff, try to do a little deeper dive into Jonathan Taylor's issue.
Knee injury, yeah.
Yeah. But right now I'm leaning more towards Javonte Williams. I think he's a sneaky good play today. And again, I love the over in rushing and receiving yards for him. All right, let's listen in. If you don't know, Cynthia Freeland joins me every Saturday at around 1:30. That's her time slot. She's great. We talk all things NFL. And we always end talking some fantasy football. And I always like to re-cue that conversation up for you, especially in this show for Fantasy Forecast. The first thing I always ask her is, what is her sleeper quarterback of week 4? Let's listen in.
You know, this one's interesting because I really was very, like, if Justin Fields starts against the Detroit Lions defense, then I really like Justin Fields to have a really nice comeback game, especially in Daily Fantasy, super underpriced. So, but because there's some weird uncertainty about whether or not he's starting, I guess I'll look elsewhere. I love Joe Burrow in the start this week, but of course you can't play him anymore. So I guess if you, you know, if you have to go outside of, like, maybe Kirk Cousins is still available. I think he has, I mean, he's obviously performed really well for fantasy managers so far, but if you can use him in daily fantasy, I think this could be a good one for him.
I like Heinicke. I like Heinicke, by the way. I think Heinicke is a really sneaky good start against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yep, agreed. Completely agreed.
Just FYI. All right, running backs.
I'm going to go back to David Montgomery flying too low on the radar. People are considering sitting him in their season long, and people are not going to use him for their daily fantasy. So I like that one a lot. I think a lot of people are maybe overlooking him. And then when I look at DFS pricing, Alvin Kamara, just go take all of the shares of him because he's not even the highest priced running back for the week. And then, of course, you could look at Chuba Hubbard as well because those somebody's got to have the run the rock for the Panthers in Christian McCaffrey's absence.
Here's a sneaky good prop bet for you. Royce Freeman, anytime touchdown at plus 250.
Oh, I love that. Anytime those need to be. Yeah, of course. I love it.
Anytime touchdown at plus. Yep. Yep. Bring it. Bring in a vet. Make sure you don't fumble the ball against the Dallas Cowboys. All right. Wide receiver. Who do you like?
So wide receiver. Okay. I'm looking at this one and I'm looking for some plays. Now, maybe you aren't with me on this one because we've seen Cooper Kupp get maybe all of the targets. But I think in daily fantasy, if you're looking for something interesting, I think Robert Woods could have a bigger game. I don't think that now that there's been three games of film on Cooper Kupp being completely open, like nobody covering him, I don't think that's going to happen this week, which leaves the door open for someone else, like a Robert Woods. So I think that one's a nice, like, sneaky good play. And then I think also you could look, I know it's going to sound a little nuts, but, you know, I'm looking a little bit at the Jets, and I'm really interested in. I think people are forgetting that they need to start Corey Davis. This is a revenge game for him as well. You don't think they have something dialed up in the end zone for him?
Ooh, I like that one. And last but not least, tight end. What you got?
Ooh, Cole Kmet. I'm going a lot of Bears, I think, if you notice, because I'm targeting the Detroit Lions defense. And I think Cole Kmet sees the end zone because, you know what? Tight ends are always top 10 scorers against the Lions, and Cole Kmet, especially in daily, is like rock bottom pricing. So I really like that one as well.
Great stuff as always. Enjoy week four.
You too. And keep crushing. I'm so proud of you.
Keep crushing. I'm doing really well with my picks. I'm 66% on the season so far with my plays, after 3 weeks. So again, I think it's a mixture of being lucky as well as good. So so hopefully that streak can only continue. I don't know, maybe it gets even better this week. So we'll see. So that was Cynthia Freeland. You could see her all over the NFL Network with her players. I told you who mine were. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you, it's a new segment I want to incorporate in the show. It's called Waiver Wire Reaction. And waiver wire reaction to players who are out or injured and how that is going to play out in regard to fantasy as well as prop bets heading into today. And we'll continue with your calls. I see the phone lines lighten up. So we'll get your calls when we get back as well. Taking you all the way to 8 a.m. And then Matthias Kiwanuka will join me for New York Game Day right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Not much has gone right for the Jets in 2021.
So there is the interception thrown by Zach Wilson. First of the day after four last week.
It goes across the board. Receivers catch the ball, whole line protect, quarterback get rid of the ball in rhythm. It's everybody.
Growing pains are part of the process.
It's a process, and all of us want to get better.
The Jets look for their first win of the season today against the Titans. Coverage begins at 11 on 98.7 ESPN. This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.
So, new segment we're going to implement on Daily Wager. Hopefully you watch Daily Wager on ESPN2, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7, and beyond this morning from 9 to 10. And also I want to implement here on this segment for this show, Fantasy Forecast. I think it's really interesting to do a deep dive into players that are out And what's the knee-jerk reaction to that player being out? Cause and effect, okay? So as we know, Jets, Elijah Moore out today. So I like Corey Davis in fantasy, and I like Corey Davis over 4.5 receptions. And you could get that at plus 110. For the Tennessee Titans, A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are out. Therefore, I like Derrick Henry over 2.5 receptions. I think Derrick Henry is going to be a much bigger part of the passing game. Falcons, Russell Gage is out. I like Kyle Pitts over 3.5 receptions. He's each and every week, the rookie's becoming more and more a bigger part of that passing offense. And with Russell Gage out, that will continue. Excuse me. MVS is out for the Packers. Again, earlier this week, Aaron Rodgers said that it's important that the slot receiver gets more involved in the game plan. And Randall Cobb is the slot receiver. So I like Randall Cobb over receptions. Last time I checked last night, they were not on the board yet, but I'm sure they will be up before game time. Giants, Sterling Shepard and Slayton are out. Therefore, this is probably my favorite prop bet today. And that's Daniel Jones over 25.5 rushing yards. Dude's going to be running for his life today against that Saints defense in their front seven. So Daniel Jones over 25.5 rushing yards is probably my best bet today. Running backs. Panthers, Christian McCaffrey is out. Hubbard is expected to start, but Royce Freeman is the vet. Knowing Matt Rhule, if and when they're in the red zone, goal line, inside the five, I think that he calls in the veteran to give him the football to score the touchdown. And not risk having a rookie run it in and possibly fumble. So Royce Freeman, anytime touchdown, plus 260. How about that? Those are some really great odds. The Patriots, White is out. I was looking at Bolden over receptions. And probably when it hits, it'll probably be over 1.5, over 2.5. I think that could be a sneaky good play. I know that Stevenson is going to be active. And he looked great in the preseason, but I still like that Bolden over 1.5, over 2.5 receptions. Other possibilities to keep an eye on, Mitchell, possibly if he's out for the 49ers. And I never pronounce his name properly, Jasicki, anytime touchdown at plus 350. And possibly Melvin Gordon out for the Broncos. Even if he does play, I still think that this is going to be a big game for Javonte Williams and over 62.5 rushing and receiving yards for Javonte Williams. So again, a waiver wire reaction to fantasy and prop bets. There you have them. 800-919-3776. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Ian in the car. Ian, you're up.
Hey, Anita. I'm a big fan. I'm on my way to go play golf.
Oh, where are you playing today, Ian?
We're playing Gambler's Ridge.
Well, have a nice round. It looks like it's beautiful out.
Thank you. Question. All right. So my question is, start either Zeke Elliott or Devin Singletary.
Oh, Zeke over Singletary. Zach Moss has taken over that backfield. He's the better back. And also, you know, Singletary utilized in the passing game more so than the rushing game. And I think that the Bills potentially, this is going to be a blowout against Houston. I think they're going to run the football a lot. So I like Zach Moss a lot today. And again, Singletary, I'd drop Singletary. You know, and I, like I said, I'd pick up somebody like Curtis Samuel. I'd pick up somebody like Rashad Bateman, who's, again, not going to play today, but is in line for some big things to happen for him in that passing game for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go to Brandon in Queens. Brandon, you're up.
Hey, Anita. Over here getting ready for my son's football game. Good morning.
Oh, okay. He plays Pop Warner?
He plays Pop Warner. 9 years old. Shout out to the Baldwin Bombers. Yeah.
what position, Brandon, yep. What position does he play?
Right now, you know, it's first year, so it kind of looks like they got him at right tackle, but I like to put it in my head as tight end. It makes me feel better. So
That's fine. Yeah. Hey, listen. Here's the thing. Left tackles get paid a lot more money than tight ends. So just remember
true.
That.
This is true.
Okay.
Judging okay, boo. Dogs, okay.
That's your retirement. You know what I always said, if I would have had a child, if I would have had a boy, I would have taught him how to be a long snapper. That was my retirement fund. That's what you need. That's what you need to do, Brandon. You need every day, like Tiger Woods, like Tiger Woods' dad did with him when he was a child. Every day, you take your son to the park and spend like 30 minutes to an hour teaching him how to long snap. To me, it's the best job in the world.
Not a bad idea.
You get paid almost $2 million. You get paid almost $2 million a year. To do something very unique and special that the majority of people in the world have no idea how to do. Teach your son to do that. That's your retirement fund right there, Brandon. What's your fantasy question?
That is true. I'm hoping you're right about the Corey Davis revenge game because I got him on him and Zach starting on one of my super flex rosters. Although I'm thinking about starting Sony Michel versus Arizona over Zach Wilson. Am I crazy?
I wouldn't, especially if Henderson is back. I wouldn't do that. Let's go to Nick, who's in the car. Nick, good morning. Welcome in.
Thank you, Anita. How are you?
Great.
So I had just a quick fantasy question about my flex. I got Chuba Hubbard in there right now, but I also have Zach Moss and Cordarrelle Patterson from the Falcons. And Hubbard seems to have kind of the harder matchup, and I kind of agree about the touchdown bulge. So what do you think there?
Yeah, I like Zach Moss a lot today. That's a toss-up. Yeah, I mean, if you're in a touchdown-heavy league where, you know, you get more points for touchdowns and less points for yards and receptions, I play in two of those leagues. They're very frustrating. I really like Zach Moss a lot. If you look at the numbers, obviously week one, he did not play. Week two, got more involved in the offense. Week three, he crushed it last week. And now you got a Bills team going up against a Houston Texans team. Listen, Houston's defense, Ty was asking me in the break, you know, am I going to take the Bills and give up all those points? I'm not. Listen, it's the NFL. Right? These guys are professionals. They get paid a lot of money to play football. I'm worried about that backdoor cover. Also, Davis Mills, you know, he's not chopped liver now. He's actually, you know, he's not a great quarterback, but he's a solid quarterback. So it's too many points. You never know what's going to happen. I'm staying away from it. There could be a backdoor cover there. If anything, how I'm going to play this Bills game is I'm going to tease them down to like -6, -6.5, -7. We'll see what it is at kickoff. But this has the potential of being really a blowout, the potential of it being that. And if that's the case, then I think Zach Moss gets a lot of work today. A lot of work. So we'll see what happens there.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.